This is Game Set Match Kentucky, episode 13, recorded July 26, 2019, entitled Slow Down on the Free Beer. Hey everybody, it's time for episode 13 of Game Set Match Kentucky, where we talk about all things related to the Central Kentucky Tennis Series and maybe a whole lot more that you never asked for. This is Friday, July 26, 2019. I'm Chris Godby, the chairman and one of the founders of the CKTS, where the lines are good and sandbagging is for golf. As always, I'm here at the CKTS home office in Russell Springs, Kentucky, basically because if I tried to unhook this equipment and move it somewhere else, I'm not sure if I would get it hooked back up correctly. So for now, Susan, we're always going to be, or I'm always going to be here at my home office desk.
Well, it's good to know where you're on the job. Good to know.
Yeah, and that works fine for you because you can be anywhere. She's not with me. She's from a remote, unknown location and joining me by Zoom conferencing.
Yeah.
I'm delighted to have back with me today Mrs. Susan Hadley. She is a CKTS board member and also a board member of the Lake Cumberland Tennis Association. She's assistant coach for the Russell County High School Laker tennis team. She's also one of the best people I know. And to top it all off, she's got two doubles titles from the Miller Park Tennis Classic last weekend. So I'm basically in the virtual presence of tennis royalty here. Welcome, Susan.
Oh, well, thank you, Chris. What can I say after that introduction? It's just nice to be here, and I appreciate you having me back.
Well, I bet you get introductions like that all the time.
No, I do not.
Well, today on this episode of Game Set Match Kentucky, we're going to quickly look at the results of the 2019 Miller Park Tennis Classic that just happened last weekend. We'll look at a few announcements of other things coming up around the area in tennis. And also, we're having our first ever giveaway today on the program.
Wow, and that's exciting.
Yeah, and you're going to have to stay after the closing, after the credits, to find out about that. It's kind of like a Marvel movie where you got to wait through the credits at the end because there's a little bit more left, you know. So anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, we'll look forward to that in a few minutes. And we've got a new sponsor for Game Set Match Kentucky.
Moving up, aren't we?
Moving up, yes. It's Vision Cabinet Source in Campbellsville, Kentucky. Vision Cabinet Source is a kitchen and bath cabinet supplier that ships all over the United States and has for nearly a decade. If you are building a new home or you're renovating your home, Vision Cabinet Source can provide you with classic cabinet styles that are well-built and affordable. They have many different painted and stained lines of cabinets that are stocked at their warehouse in Campbellsville, Kentucky. In making these beautiful cabinets, they've got a 17-step finishing process that assures top quality craftsmanship. But don't just take it from me. Go look at their styles and designs for yourself, and you'll agree that they do great work at an affordable price. Check them out on their website at visioncabinet.com, or you can call them at 270-465-3222. Tell them you heard about Vision Cabinet Source right here on Game Set Match Kentucky. Susan, let's jump right into the Miller Park Tennis Classic results.
Okay, I'm ready.
Do you want to start with boys 18 singles?
I'll be glad to. In the boys 18 singles, our winner was Gunnar Floyd. He defeated Matthew Barnes, and their score was 6-3, 6-4.
In boys 15 under singles, Jason Toll defeated Tanner Medley in a withdrawal.
Girls 18 singles, Haley Woosley defeated Abigail Crew. Their score was 6-1, 6-4.
In the girls 15 and under singles, Sammy Cusato defeated Zoe Graziano 7-6, 6-4.
Okay, there were several juniors playing in this tournament, and I'll have to say I really did admire them because it was a hot, hot day.
And that was brutal heat. Yes,
they stayed right in there. Now I'm going to do the girls 12 and under singles. Parker Lally defeated Addison McFall. Their score was 6-0, 6-3.
In the boys 18 and under doubles, it was Cordray and Thomas defeating Bradley and Medley 6-1, 5-2, and then a withdrawal probably due to the extended rain delay that I'll talk about in a minute.
Chris, I'm going to give the girls 18 and under doubles result. Woosley and Woosley defeated Burkett and Cusado 6-2, 6-4.
In mixed 18 and under doubles, it was a round robin. The overall winner of that round robin was the team of Cundiff and Willoughby. And they are the champions of the mixed 18 and under doubles at Miller Park.
Okay. Men's open singles. And forgive me if I mispronounce these names. I'll do the best that I can. Kinosuke Morosa defeated Wade Stone. Their score was 6-0, 6-2.
I think you did very well with that.
Oh, well, Kinosuke, thank you.
He actually goes by Eric. So Eric Morosa. But, you know, that's his legal first name, so that's why it's in the TDM that way in the database. Okay.
And to make me look bad, I guess.
No, you did well with that. You did well with that.
Okay, thanks.
Men's B singles, the champion of Miller Park Tennis Classic is Jared McDonald. He defeated Billy Edge in a close final, 7-5, 7-5.
Good match there. Really good match. I'm going to give the men's C singles result. Jameson Roberts defeated Matthew Willoughby. Their score was 6-1, 6-0.
Let me just say something about the men's B singles, too. Billy Edge, it seemed like, was on the court at every moment all weekend long. Every time I was on the court, he was on the court. And it just seems like he was always out there. I don't know. Maybe he played really long matches. I don't know. But congratulations to him. Men's C doubles, it was the team of the father-son team of Jackson and Jackson defeating Vaughn and Willoughby 6-3, 6-1.
In the men's B doubles, Chris, Barnes and Barnes defeated Lindsay and Tomioka, and their score is 6-2, 6-3.
In men's open doubles, the team of Spalding and Cassidy defeated the Morosa in a final withdrawal, again, probably due to the rain delay that we had.
Okay. Women's B doubles, Lally and Lally defeated Lee and Overstreet 6-0, 4-6, and then Lally and Lally won in a tiebreaker 10-5.
In women's open doubles, in a match that was a classic for the ages.
It was.
That lasted 7.5 hours.
Well, no, just kidding.
I bet it felt like it in the heat, though. I bet it felt like seven and a half hours.
It was really hot out there.
Temperatures were what, 135 or something like that? It was.
In our mixed doubles match, my mixed doubles partner had a thermometer out there on the court, and he gave us a rundown just about every changeover. It's 115 out here now. Now it's 120. Finally, we told him, just stop. We don't want to hear it.
Who takes a thermometer on the court?
What? That's Steve Humphreys. That's Steve Humphreys now. He'll do it every time.
I love it.
I do too.
Well, so speaking of this match, it was you, Susan Hadley, and your partner, Kaylee Polston, defeating Cheryl Hensel and Trina Rickard 3-6, 6-2, and 10-8 in the super tiebreaker. That's about as close as it can get there in the third.
Yes, Chris, it was close. It could have gone either way. Truly, it could have.
And the championships just keep on coming for you. Let's hear mixed open doubles.
Mixed open doubles. My partner, Steve Humphreys, and I defeated Chris
Steve, who carries a thermometer on the court,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's the one, the very same one.
Go ahead.
We defeated Chris Gobby, that's you, and
who?
Trent Rickard. Yeah, the Chris Gobby. And this is another one that could have gone either way. I'll tell you what, you guys really, you punched us in the mouth that first set. It was 2-6, and then we won the second set 6-4, and then we won in a super tiebreaker.
Well, just to be clear, nobody punched anybody in the mouth.
Well,
but to also be clear, you tried to hit me several times.
Oh, Chris, you know I never know where that ball is going.
I didn't take it personally. It's okay.
Listen, you did well. You played a great match. Everybody did. Yeah.
But, yeah, good mixed open doubles final. And I guess I did not talk enough trash before the match to make a difference. So I'll have to beef up my trash talk from now on.
You're pretty good at it.
I'm learning. I maybe can talk trash better than play tennis, so I need to work on one or the other. The mixed B doubles, the mixed B doubles division. It was Litton and Lyons defeating Crewe and Overstreet in another close match, 2-6, 6-4, and 10-5 in the super.
Okay, men's 40 and over singles. That's William McCubbin, W.D. McCubbin. He defeated Wade Stone, and this was another close match. 6-2, 5-7, and then W.D. McCubbin won it in a super tiebreaker.
And the last result we have is men's 40 and over doubles. In the final, Larry Milby and Tim Perkins, two people we know well, defeated two other people we know well, Bill Flickinger and Darren Polston, 7-5, 6-1. So that's a look back at the results. And more than you really wanted to know about the results of the Miller Park Tennis Classic. So I mentioned rain there a couple of times. We had an extended rain delay on Sunday afternoon. And with, you know, some of the players living a long way out of town, there were several that just did not want to wait out the rain delay. And they just, you know, defaulted their matches that were in progress, or there are only a few new matches left to start, and there were a couple of those that were abandoned. But, you know, like, you know, when we came to play our mixed doubles final, several of us did show up after what must have been a 4 or 5 hour rain delay.
Yeah,
we came back to Campbellsville on Sunday evening. The sun came out. It dried up relatively quickly. Kyle Cabin, who did a great job, by the way, with the tournament, he and some of his crew from Campbellsville University Tennis, they got the courts dry. W.D. McCubbin was out at Miller Park getting the courts dry, and Larry Milby as well. So everybody doing everything they can to keep the tournament going, and so most of it did get played, but there was a rain delay, and that's just what happened. So, but anyway, good job again to Kyle Cabin and his Campbellsville University players and assistants for doing a good job and putting on another tournament.
Yeah, I'm afraid sometimes we as players don't really appreciate all of the work that is involved, especially when you have a rain delay like that. There is just so much that everybody's got to try to do, and I really appreciate the ones who pitched in and helped Kyle get these final matches on Sunday afternoon, because I know wasn't easy.
That's right. We've got some very helpful people out there that like to see the matches go on. So the hats off to them.
Exactly.
Let's look at what's coming up next for the CKTS. It's the Alton Blakely Lake Cumberland Open next weekend. And as of this recording, you still have 4 or 5 days left to get in on the Lake Cumberland Open. The deadline is Tuesday, July 30th. And you can visit cktstour.com to register for that. Our following tournament will be the Kids on the Block Points for Puppets tournament presented by South Central Bank in Bowling Green on August 17th and 18th. Entries for that will open on Monday, August 5th, right after the Lake Cumberland Open is completed. The deadline will be Tuesday, August 13th at 6 p.m. Central. By the way, CKTS tournaments are USTA sanctioned for juniors as Southern Level 5 and sanctioned for adults as Kentucky Level 100. Lake Cumberland Tennis Association at lctennis.com is having tennis apprentice adult beginner clinics, which began last night, and it will be every Thursday through August 22nd. You can register there online at lctennis.com. And even if you have missed the first week, my understanding is you can still start the clinic next week. Register online.
Yeah, they had a good crowd there, Chris. I bet there were 20 adults at that.
They did. They had a big group photo on Facebook that I saw.
Right. Good for them.
LCTA is also running a middle school clinic for students entering fifth grade through eighth grades on Tuesdays. It started this past Tuesday, but you can still join that clinic. It will run through August 20th. Register online at lctennis.com. This weekend, the Mountain Tennis Circuit has two tournaments, two for the price of one. Well, I don't know if I should say it's two for the price of one, but they're having two at the same time somehow.
Yes.
And the Whitley County Open is happening tomorrow through Sunday, July 27th to 28th in Williamsburg, Kentucky. And at the same time, the Kenny Huffman Tennis Classic will be going on in Pikeville, Kentucky. Courtesy of USTA Kentucky, next week begins the Kentucky Bank Tennis Championships. It's July. I'm sorry?
I said, yes, that is a great event.
We're going to have to go up there one day.
It's fantastic.
Let's go up there one day and we'll eat at KS Bar and Grill.
I'm in.
Let's go.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Okay. Well, that'll run through August 4th at the Boone Tennis Complex on the University of Kentucky campus. Go to lexingtonchallenger.com for all the details on that. Tuesday, July 30th, there's free admission all day for kids 18 and under. There's a lunch, meet and greet with pros and coaches, and it's Kids Day for the younger kids. On Friday, August 2nd, there's a USTA member appreciation party from 5 to 7 p.m. And now for all of you that are playing the Lake Cumberland Open, if you also go to this USTA member appreciation party, I think they have free beer, but you need to slow down because you've got matches the next morning, okay? So just watch yourself and pace yourself. Exactly. Susan, I'm talking to you.
No, I'm listening to you.
Okay.
All right, I will.
USTA Kentucky Award nominations are still open until September 15th, and Hall of Fame nominations are closing quickly on Wednesday, July 31st this week. To keep up with USTA Kentucky, visit KentuckyTennis.com or at USTA Kentucky on Facebook and Twitter. Send us your tennis events here to info@gamesetmatchky.com if you're having a tournament, a camp, a clinic, any kind of tennis social event. And Susan, I'm going to skip the challenge, the call today. Got to skip the points totals today because they're not quite finished anyway. I've got to get on out of here shortly. So that is going to just about serve out another episode of Game Set Match Kentucky. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. If you're listening through our website, you need to go ahead and subscribe with any podcast app on your mobile device, such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or others. And in your podcast app or in iTunes on your computer, it's very easy to write us a short review as long as it's a good review. If you're going to write us a bad review, it's going to take you a long time and it's going to be a really arduous process. So I wouldn't even do it. But
I'm
if you're going
to
give
us. Discourage that.
Thank you. Yeah. If you're going to give us a good review, though, it's very quick and easy for you to write a couple sentences like, hey, this show's pretty good, but it's even better when Susan Hadley is on there. So want more Susan Hadley. You know, just something like that. That's all you got to do. And then all you got to do is click the fifth star there to give us a 5-star rating. You can visit GameSetMatchKY.com for all of our episodes and show notes and more. You can follow us on Twitter at GameSetMatchKY. We're also on Facebook at GameSetMatchKY. LakeNet Media Incorporated provides the web hosting for this program. If you're looking for a dependable web host, you can reach out at 757-LakeNet. That's 757-525-3638. Thanks again to our new sponsor, Vision Cabinet Source. And if you or your business would like to sponsor this program, send an email to info@gamesetmatchky.com. Oh, no, there it is again. Hawkeye says we are out.
Oh, is it ever going to be in?
It's never going to be in. I don't think it's ever going to be in. Well, unfortunately. Until next time, I'm Chris Godby with Susan Hadley, and this has been Game Set Match Kentucky.
Thanks, Chris. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Okay, so we have Game Set Match Kentucky t-shirts that we're giving away to our listeners, Susan.
Okay, I'm listening.
Giving them away next weekend at the Alton Blakely Lake Cumberland Open in Somerset. So all you have to do is come up to me and tell me about your listening experience.
Next weekend.
Next weekend.
Okay.
August 3rd and 4th at the Alton Blakely Lake Cumberland Open. So I will primarily be at the Southwestern High School location, which is the main check-in site for all players. And then some matches are going to be at Somerset High. Some are going to be at Pulaski County High. And if possible, some matches might even be at Somerset Community College. But I will be at Southwestern. I'll be the dork in the visor walking around with a clipboard probably.
Stretch to the max, no doubt.
That's right. So just come to me, mention Game Set Match Kentucky, mention the t-shirt giveaway, but you got to prove that you're a listener. So tell me something about the program that you like, something that you thought was funny. Maybe give me an idea for the program. Maybe give me a challenge the call suggestion or something like that. And that's all you got to do. And you get a free t-shirt. It's a way to say thank you for being a loyal listener. And it's sponsored by Vision Cabinet Source. We've got a limited supply of these, so be sure and get yours.
Okay.
How's that, Susan?
Sounds great. Am I disqualified because I was on the podcast?
You know, you are not disqualified. I'm giving you one.
Yes. Okay.
But you have to wear it.
All right. I got you.
Okay. And I'm not talking about just for doing yard work, too. I mean...
Okay.
Formal events, church, going out to dinner. I mean,
well, that's not quite my style for church, but
that's,
I'll do what I can do.
That's true. That's true. Well, anything is appreciated. So, again, that's all I've got. Thank you all for listening. I'll see you at the Out and Blakely Lake Cumberland Open. You know, everybody that's out there is part of the court and is. You know, our friend Cliff Randall used to say, if they're between the lines, blank them.
Okay.
I can't say it, but, you know.
Yep.
Well, that came about with, I'll just tell this real quick. He and I are playing, I think it was in the Bluegrass State Games, we're playing doubles. And it was against his father and son. And the son was about my age, but the father was a lot older than Cliff. And, you know, Cliff is old, you know, right? He's always been old.
He's older than me.
Yeah, we can say this because he's not listening. So anyway, I would get an overhead, and this older man, my opponent, would be like standing right in front of me when this overhead is floating in the air right above me. So I felt sorry for him. I didn't want to hit him. So I would try to hit away from him, and I would end up hitting it out because, you know, he's standing in the spot where I should be hitting the ball. Mm-hmm. And so after about the second time that happened, Cliff got on me and he's like, what's going on? And I was like, well, the man is standing right there. I don't want to hit him. And he's like, well, if he's between the lines, blank him. And so that's, I don't know if that should be anybody's motto or not, but it happened. So, you know, I never hit the guy, but at least I know I had the opportunity.
Right there.